Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You know who's not probably taking Labor Day today, Sip? The guys out at First Rate Ag and Holders, because you just said earlier, farmers don't take breaks. Anybody right. in ag, they don't take breaks. They're a full-service ag retailer, Sip. They offer everything from lawn protection, crop protection, to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 26 years in business. You don't take days off. Mm-mm. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket at First Rate Ag. Great people.
You know somebody's working. You know somebody's working today over at First Rate Ag.
Oh, yeah.
And we're working today.
We're here.
A lot to talk about.
You'll be at the press conference today.
Yeah.
It's a full day. It's kind of a full day for you, actually.
It is.
Yeah. How long, for those who want to know how the hot dog's made here, press conference happens. How long are you writing after that?
Well, you know what? It's not bad. I mean, we fire stuff up so quick now that I don't know if the press conference ends at noon. I should be done at 1:15, honestly. But I got a column tomorrow, too. I got to write a column for tomorrow. So it's a day. I got most of it written, though. And you know who I wrote it about.
Big Horse?
No, Gary Barnett, Jake.
Oh. I lost track. I was reading a comment from Willie real quick on YouTube.
What's it say?
He says, how about you guys show some love to those who are going to be watching this podcast, recording this show? Hey, if you're not watching this live, we appreciate you tuning in after you sleep in on your Labor Day Monday.
I will say this.
We love all the breakers, ones who are listening live, after the fact, the rewatchers, re-listeners. We love all you guys.
Okay, Nick Sainert, the presser is not at 11:30. The rule presser is 1:45 or so.
Thank you, Big Swim.
Wow, later in the day.
Thank you, Swim.
Later in the day.
You can take a nap now this morning.
Later in the day. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Anyway,
there you go. Yeah, thank you. There, that's how the hot dog's made there.
Yeah, that's how the hot dog's made. So speaking of how the hot dog's made, Scott Frost is going to be involved in the Los Angeles Rams
hot dog. That's right. We learned yesterday that Scott Frost, former Nebraska head coach, is heading to the LA Rams, going to the NFL. He's going to be a senior football analyst, Jake. Senior football analyst for Sean McVay's LA Rams.
A senior football analyst. Now, here's the significance of this story to me. Frost, late 40s, was said, remember when he talked with CBS Sports? He talked with Dennis Dodd earlier this year, and I felt for him because Frosty said he was dying, quote, dying to get back into the industry. And I mean, he's a coach. he was out of it.
Scott Frost went 16-31 at Nebraska.
Right. And I mean, he's been coaching. He had been coaching since 2006 when I'll never forget it. I remember that. I remember doing that story vividly in the summer of 2006 when he took a job as a GA at Kansas State. It was fascinating if you think about it. Frost took a job as a GA at Kansas State. And then he's been coaching ever since. Really rocky ride at Nebraska, but a great run at UCF. I wonder if he'll ever be a head coach again. I mean, when you step back, if you just step back from it all, which you're allowed to do more as time passes, as a head coach, he's 1-1. He had a great run at UCF and a horrible run at Nebraska. So which one is more telling? He had a horrible run at Nebraska. It's the strangest thing. It's, you know, Jake, the world is really interesting because you can say this sentence: Scott Frost was a better fit at UCF than he was at Nebraska. This wasn't a good fit.
Why? You know, we rightfully so made fun of Mike Riley going 19-19 here. 500. Frost went 16-31.
Frost wasn't a good fit.
It was horrific.
Frost wasn't a good fit here. He doesn't. Why do I say that? Because he doesn't operate well in that intense spotlight. It's not for him. There was a lot of reasons why it didn't work. There's a lot of reasons, but I think that was part of it. He didn't ever feel comfortable here.
On the text line, we'll keep his name anonymous. His last name, Jay, chimes in.
Jay.
Says, say it. Scott Frost is the worst in Nebraska history. Say it out loud with your eyes closed. It won't hurt to say it.
I mean,
he was the worst in Nebraska history.
You can definitely make that argument.
Hard to believe coming here that he would be that, but that's how it ended up.
Yeah.
That's why those years are still the most stunning, shocking years.
Yeah.
Of many options of that, by the way, to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the most stunning years in Nebraska.
Yeah, I think we're still sort of getting over it, which, by the way, brings us back to this week. I mean, you beat Colorado. If you beat Colorado, that would go a long way towards healing a lot of things that have happened.
Absolutely.
It would. It would be cathartic in a lot of ways to have a night game here with NBC in town, Dion, the nation. A lot of the nation will be watching. It'll be a very, I mean, the TV ratings are going to be high. This is a very interesting game. And if Nebraska can close out a win in a game like this, it'll be cathartic, kind of cathartic for a lot of reasons. And it'll be exciting. It'll make the season more exciting.
Would you join me at Barry's afterwards?
I got a right.
They're open till 2.
It'll be fascinating. It'll be fascinating this week, this whole week. By the way, if you're Dannon, and I got to ask Troy Dannon this, the AD, this is not, Colorado's not on the schedule for the foreseeable future now. Would you consider putting them on the schedule in future years on a fairly regular basis? I'll just say fairly regular.
Why not consider also like KU or Kansas State?
No, I don't.
Why,
I'm not
why
talking
is it Colorado?
About KU. Can't.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, So if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
No, I'm not talking about KU and Kansas State. I'm talking about Colorado, because that's a blood rivalry, and it's fun. KU is not a blood rival.
K-State is.
Not as much as it is, but not as much as CU. Yeah,
fine.
No.
Right, KSU, drop Kansas. K-State in that conversation.
Not like Colorado. It doesn't spur the emotions like Colorado does. This is the last game that these teams will play there's nothing on the schedule going forward. I want to ask Dan, and would you consider doing it? I'd like to ask Rule, would you like it? I don't think Rule, it's not necessarily a question for Matt Rule because he doesn't have anything to do with the scheduling.
He'd probably brush it off.
Yeah. But Dan, and I wonder what he would say. Would he entertain playing Colorado in future years? I hope so, because this is a great rivalry. And Nebraska doesn't have one in the Big Ten. Not like anything like this. Not even close. Can't say Iowa. You can't say Iowa's like this.
That's the closest thing, though. It's not close, but that's the closest thing you have.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's you just wait till Saturday. It's gonna feel different.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
it's gonna night feel game different. Full day of juice.
Yeah, on Saturday. It's gonna feel different.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 11-9. You were 3-2 last week. Lost on Friday in Film Friday. Today, I want to know if you are paying attention to week one in college football. Who was playing who? Opponents from week one.
I'm not going to be great at this.
Were you watching the game? Did you watch the box score? Did you see the bottom line? Who was playing? These are all ranked teams playing somebody. How about that?
I saw the top 15. So
these are games you should have seen on the bottom line or in highlights.
Okay.
These are all ranked teams. Who did they play?
Oh, this is all right? Scary. Okay.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip. No lifeline today. Bill is back tomorrow for your lifeline, but it's just you versus the caller today. No help.
Okay.
You okay about that?
Yeah.
Do you handle that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, Quentin, how do you feel about week one opponents in college football? Are you there, Quentin?
Yeah.
You there? All right. Here we go. We're going back this past weekend. Who played who in college football?
Okay.
The first question goes to you, Quentin. Who did Oklahoma beat 51-3 on Saturday, Quentin? This is for you.
Oklahoma, didn't they? I'm pretty sure they played on Friday, though.
They played on Friday.
Okay, fine. Who they beat this weekend? My bad, Quentin.
That'd be Rule's old team, Temple.
Good job. I knew that.
Sorry, I tried to.
I knew that, but that was confusing because I was like, I swear to God, that game was on Friday night.
Okay, my apologies.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
1-0 lead for Quentin. First question for you, Sip. Who did Texas beat 52-0 this weekend?
That'd be Jay Norvell's Colorado State Rams.
Brilliant.
1-1 tie. Back to you, Quentin. You must be out in a hurricane right now. It's very loud. Are you down? Quentin, for the lead.
It's a tsunami.
Who did Ohio State beat 52-6 this weekend?
Batten down the hatches.
Akron Zip.
Yep.
Brilliant.
The Zips of Akron.
Okay, I got to get this to overtime.
Zip for the tie. Who did Arizona beat 61-39 on Saturday?
I don't know. I know that they had a receiver that went for 300 yards, Arizona. I don't know who they beat, though.
You got the Windsor now at your in your ears. Yeah,
listen to that.
Quentin's trying to play some games here with you.
I hope everything's tied down, Quentin.
5 seconds.
I'm working today.
That's good.
That's all right. God bless you.
5 seconds. Five.
Who did Arizona beat?
Four.
I don't know. I'm just gonna hazard a guess. Toledo.
They played New Mexico, the Lobos, as Quentin says, and they won 61-39. High-scoring game. Defense didn't play well. Offense did. Yep. Quentin, congrats with your Bengals. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win today.
Thank you, and Sipple, shut up.
Okay, shut up, Sipple.
Quentin.
There you go. Love the name Quentin.
Tiebreaker goes to you, Sip. You lost the game, but just for fun, Bill's not here to answer the question. Ole Miss beat Furman 76-0. On Saturday. How many yards did Ole Miss have in their 76-point drubbing?
663.
That's a lot of yards and not enough. How about 772 yards of offense? They allowed 172.
Oh, God, that's a butt kicking.
They yarded them by 600 yards.
Yeah, the SEC had a lot of routes. The SEC had a lot of routes this week.
Except they had 600 more yards than their opponent.
That's
and
strong.
76 more points. At that.
It strikes me as a waste of time.
I mean, they probably had fourth stringers and it still couldn't get a point up on. Furman couldn't score on them still. 70. It was 52-0 at halftime.
Ole Miss must be pretty good. Now, here's the thing. I shouldn't say waste of time. Lane would probably take issue with that because he probably got a lot of players in. Of course, he got a lot of players in.
Yeah, I think he got the whole roster in.
Now,
just a
scheduling announcement. I cannot stay for the spillover.
It's fine.
You're going to have to handle that by yourself.
I might bring Swim in for that.
Bring Swim. Swim.
Yeah.
Swim. Get ready for the spillover.
Yeah.
Swim's here.
Simply for the spillover. So, all right. Congrats to Quentin. He wins your 0-1 to start the week. That's it for you. The spillover is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.